Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the program. I'm going to do a little reading for you. Anyone that listens to this show, I'm going to turn over some cards. I hope you're doing well. In case you're new, I'm Amy Yancey of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm an intuitive and a performance coach, and I help people live the life of their dreams. So if you have a vision for your life and you're ready to get there, you are ready to shift your mindset because so much of it is mindset, you are ready to ignite your divine focus and accomplish the dreams of your heart, then reach out to me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I can definitely do a session with you this week. Okay, let's turn over some cards. So the way this works is anyone that tunes into this podcast, this message is for you, and focus on a goal or desire or dream or a feeling. Maybe there's somebody that you're interested in. Maybe there's a job you're pursuing. Maybe you're ready to make a big shift. Whatever it is, focus your energy on that now and breathe into it. Find your center. So breathe into the center of your body, into your core. And let your body relax so that you can receive the message that is most in alignment with your highest and greatest good and the highest and greatest good of the planet. And we do no harm in asking these questions, and may all those that receive this message be blessed. Okay. I love these cards already. The theme card, it's also known as the anchor card, is tranquility. And this is the theme right now is to embody an energy of tranquility. How can we create tranquility? How can we feel more peace from within? And on the card, the message is make time to relax and be still and enjoy solitude, indulging in some much-needed self-care. When I see this card open up, it says, hey, we've got to go within, right? We've got to bring tranquility into our body, into our being, into our insides, so that we can experience the physical manifestation of that tranquility. And for some of you, again, that might be just relaxing and taking it easy. For some of you, it might be stillness, still contemplation, being at peace. For some of you, it might be you got to up your self-care. But right now, it's an inside job to produce an outward result. Next card is the block, what's getting in the way of you achieving what you want. It is a money card, one of my cards that I receive is money, but this is a little bit different. This is approaching, you might be looking at the world from a place of fear and doubt, which, you know, those are cousins to lack and scarcity. And as a result, it's getting in the way of you receiving all the treasures that you deserve. So it's a message to really focus on the treasures that exist in your experience and approach life from a place of wonder. I love this because the next card in this reading is watch your thoughts. This card means that we get what we think about. Right? So our thoughts produce a feeling and our feelings produce a result. And so if we are focused, if our thoughts are on lack or scarcity or doubt or fear or worry or there's not enough, then we will produce circumstances that affirm that belief. So this is a message that you are in control of your reality. And you can shift the dynamic of your reality by the thoughts that you think and the words that you speak. You know, I had a moment yesterday where it triggered some old fear, and I was panicking a bit for really no reason. And, but you know, it's that oh no, something bad's going to happen. And it's not anxiety, though anxiety in the clinical sense can be connected to it, but it's just more that my monkey mind was going. And so this is a message to, it's your job to rein in your monkey. So I had to rein in my monkey. And because we put so much velocity behind those thoughts when they get going and they connect each other, it's like kind of a snowball effect, that before we know it, we've created something that mimics that feeling in our reality. And it's not to make you wrong. It's not to make you bad. It's not to say like, oh, you have to think positive all the time. It means, again, it's your job to monitor your thoughts and rein in your monkey mind. Because you can produce a result right now. And well, you can always produce a result, but it's particularly strong right now. It's particular, the spirit showing me it's particularly strong right now. And I wonder why. Let's look. I want to know what the numbers are on the day. I'm a numerologist as well, and I want to see what is going on numerology wise. Oh, that is why. Okay, so in numerology, today is a, let me make sure this is correct, 5, 4, 9, 9, 3, no, that's wrong, never mind, I thought it was going to, I thought, 3, 5, 9, 9, 3, no, thank God, yeah. So let's just go with it. I'm going to trust my spirit guides are saying it's particularly strong. I don't know why. I don't know if something's, I'm not an astrological person. As I look at the numbers, it looks okay. I'm not seeing some of the telltale signs that it would be energetically stronger today than in other days. But watch your thoughts. Focus on what you want, what you desire, instead of what you fear. It is your divine responsibility. And they're just thoughts. But here's the thing. Our thoughts create feelings, and our feelings draw to us that which we want. So that makes us powerful all the time, not just today. Create what you want. Focus on the joy. Focus on the happiness. Yes, if there are some things going on in your life, do the work to clear that out, release the fear. One of the things I do a lot with clients, this particular card's in the third slot spot, I should tell you that, and that's advice. That means what the advice is to heal the block. So it's just being mindful of your thoughts, really focusing on that which is for your highest and greatest good. And then the predictive card is you're going to try something new. You're going to break out of a pattern. You're going to break out of a routine. So, and this will help you grow. This will help you expand. This will increase your prosperity. This will increase your joy. This will increase your passion. This will increase your pleasure. It's just this particular card in my deck, it's just lightness and new beginnings and joy and fast pace and loving. So let's review this reading because I think this is so good. So the theme right now is everything's an inside job, right? And so really seek out the tranquility within. The block right now is that you might be blocking your treasure because you're focusing on doubt and worry and fear. And as a result, you're blocking your abundance because this is also a money card. But abundance comes in many forms. It can be abundance of time. It can be abundance of clients. It can be an abundance of people to date. It can be an abundance of jobs available to you. It can be abundance of places to live, whatever it is, abundance comes in many, many forms. So to stop that cycle of limiting your abundance, watch your thoughts. Be willing to rein in that monkey mind, do your mindset work. There are so many things you can do, tapping, affirmations, my releasing exercise. If you're a regular listener to my podcast, you know I have a releasing exercise that I do actively in my own life and with my clients. Do a releasing exercise and then start affirming your good and your joy and your peace and your happiness and your abundance. And then predictively, you're going to break out of something and newness will emerge. There'll be a lightness. There'll be a surge. There'll be a joy. There'll be a pleasure. It'll be harmony, a coming together of things desired, and it'll happen quite miraculously and with great ease and joy and passion and excitement. It's one of my favorite cards in the deck, this Breakthrough card. I even named my first novel very much connected to this card. So I hope you have enjoyed that reading, and it looks like someone, I haven't taken a live call in years, and it looks like someone's in the queue. So let's give this a shot. I'll take a call. So caller, before I bring you on, just have a very specific question in mind and know that you are empowered through this reading, and you get to take this information and run it through your own intuitive system and create the result most in alignment with your truth. So let's take a call. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. What can I do for you? What question do you have?
In regards to work. So currently I work overnight, and I definitely would love to leave. However, I have to finish school. I'm currently in school for administrative assistant. It's a 4-month course that I decided to take on my own to enhance my skill set. So just wanted to see if you pick up any new opportunities happening, I would say anytime between June and September.
When do you finish your course?
At the end of June, June 22nd.
Okay. My spirit guides are saying, hold tight, finish your course. Yeah, it doesn't feel amazing right now.
Yeah, it doesn't.
They gave me a very clear image of this is one where you just might have to grin and bear it and get it. Here, I'll tell you, I am not a grin and bear it type person. If I am not in the right environment, I got to get out. And so that is an approach. That's coaching advice. What Spirit is giving me, what they're showing me, is that you can get through these 4-5 weeks. So that, right,
okay.
You said, no, end of June?
Yeah.
Right? Is that when you're done? Okay. So
yes.
These
uh-huh.
8 weeks, you can get through these 8 weeks just fine. You just need to shift your mindset a bit and be in gratitude for the experience and that you have a paycheck and you know you're moving on to greater.
Okay.
So it's like, I appreciate
okay.
my job, I appreciate my paycheck, and I'm moving on to greater. Because they are showing me
okay.
something greater is coming along, but if you move right
okay.
now, it's just going to put you not in the best headspace. Now, let's go
okay.
back to my approach. Like the way I would do it, if I were coaching you, there's always two ways, right? And so I can handle more risk than most people. And that makes me want to focus harder. They're not showing
okay.
me you're that type. So you might want to just stick around a little bit longer and
okay.
make it work. Both, neither
right.
is right nor wrong. You just have to know what's best for you.
Okay, I'm taking your advice. I just think I just needed to hear it. That sounds
mm-hmm.
fine. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to relax. And I thought about that last night at work. I did tell myself I should be grateful that I have a paycheck coming in every week. But however, it'll happen. I know I'll try to make it happen. But right now, I'm just going to stick it out.
The reason why I said I gave you two approaches, that's the message Spirit gave. Then as the coach in me, I gave you that second because you get to decide what's best for you. And I just don't think you want the stress of trying to find a gig and finish this class, and you feel a lot more confident knowing that you're done, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
good luck
fine.
To
okay.
you.
Thank you. I really
good
appreciate
luck to you.
It.
Take yeah, no problem. Take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you. I'll let you know what happens.
Oh, she's sweet. I haven't used the switchboard in a while. There's another caller. I will take it. 509-509, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
What's your question for me today?
I had a work-related question.
Ooh, it's a work day. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they have seniority. It's a government job, and they have seniority. And they're going to be hiring 4 new full-time girls. And because of that, there's going to be 4 new schedules available to the current females. I think that the girls ahead of me are just going to snag the good ones, so I'm going to be forced to stay where I'm at. But I do hear rumors of girls wanting to...
No, Spirit's showing me you're going to get the one you want. You're going to get it. They said the minute you said it, they said you're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. Chills all over my body. You're going to get it. So, honey, just tune out all the noise and focus on the job that you want.
Oh, I wanted schedule number 3, but I just felt like I wasn't going to get it.
So let go of, I'm not going to get it. Believe you're going to get it, because here I'm giving you predictive information, but your mind can always override it, right? So,
true.
I want you to write down 3. I get schedule 3. I get schedule 3 for my highest and greatest good. I get schedule 3. Just write it down over and over again. But they said you're going to get the one you want.
Okay, that's so cool, because I had already given up, and I'm like, okay, well, either way, it's
No, don't give up. Don't give up at all. And I'm not just saying that as a motivational rah-rah, don't give up. I mean, they're showing me don't give up. You're going to get what you want.
Awesome. Okay, that's just – I wasn't even expecting that. But I did want to ask if you see Magali leaving the job. I feel I've heard rumors that she's applying for PD, for police department, and where I work at the juvie, at the detention center. So she has a sweet schedule. I was thinking if she ends up leaving, then I'll jump in her boat, since I was under the impression that I wasn't going to get Schedule 3.
No, they're showing me it's good. The other thing with the other post... Yeah, no. No, you're going to get
leaving?
What you want. Like, they're not choice.
It's Magali.
My spirit guides saying it doesn't matter, because you're going to get what you want.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you totally made my day. I don't know. I just, I've been so stressed about it. And yesterday I was like, you know what? Whatever happens, I'm good. I'm just going to stick with it and do my best. And I just realized yesterday that I'm good. No matter what happens, I'm good. And then all of a sudden you
Oh, honey, if I could tell you how powerful that statement is so powerful to say, no matter what, I'm good. I want you to say it again for everybody so they know that when you can get into that space, that makes you so powerful. So say it again.
Mm-hmm. No matter what, I'm good. Because I had given up. I'm just
good.
You know what? It is what it is. I'm good. So, yeah. Well.
Yeah, you are good.
Thank you for...
And enjoy your job.
Yeah, I love it.
Enjoy your job.
I know it sounds a little crazy, but it's just the kids.
No,
make their
I
day.
Love my
like,
job.
If, you know... mm-hmm. If you know how to play with them, like, you know, it's just hilarious. It's just, I don't know. Some of them could be assholes, but, you know, you just brush those off, and then that's it. You enjoy
what
the good ones.
What a gift you are to those kids. You're a gift.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the insight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
now
no
I'm
problem.
Totally made my
Have
week.
A wonderful
probably
summer.
My month.
Oh. Yay.
Do you know when
that's
I'm going to be
here? For.
I was thinking Thursday by the latest, because they're going to be making the decisions Thursdays of who they're going to hire, since interviews were Monday. So I'm already a full-time girl there. I don't really need to worry. All I was worried about was schedules. So so I wanted to know, yeah, I don't even know what my question was anymore.
When will I know? Just trust divine timing. Just trust divine timing. Keep going about your business, doing a good job, and you'll know when you'll know at the right time.
Cool. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Bye. You too.
Oh, that was such a surprise. Like, if you've been following my podcast for a while, back in 2010, I started here on Blog Talk Radio taking calls. That's what I did every show. And so it was just so nice. Thank you, you brave, brave women, for calling into this program and giving me just the opportunity to serve in that way. And may all that you do be blessed. Gosh, may everybody listening to this program be blessed. Until next time, I am Amy Yancey of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. I would love to work with you. You can find information on my website, IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Take care of yourself.